Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aquarius. How may I help you?
Hi, Aquarius. This is Patty. I'm with Banterra Bank. I'm calling on behalf of one of our customers. They have a transaction on their account that they did not authorize, and I was hoping we could speak about that.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get the zip code, please?
Sure. Yeah, our customer's zip code is 62951.
The first and last name.
Robin Beers.
Can you verify the address, please?
If you read the street address, I can confirm if it's what we have on our system. I can verify the phone number. I can give you the card number. I can even verify the last part of the email address in question.
I cannot verify the street address, but I can verify the numbers, which is 1644.
No, that's not what we see on our system. I see the email ends at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, I do see it also. The first name of the email is Robin. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, can
But
you
I do
verify the
have.
full email address? Because I'm pretty sure it's what we have. I can confirm the card number that was charged, though.
No, I do not.
They.
I do not need his card information, ma'am.
Oh. Because what's happening is our customer states they did not make this purchase and they're wanting to cancel any type of membership and request a refund.
Okay, ma'am. I do need you to verify the address first, so I can know that this is his account.
Okay, well, let me go ahead. I can conference her in.
Okay.
Let me place you on hold and I'm going to give her a call to conference her in so she can verify that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
This girl is about to give me her whole car information. What the hell?
Please be aware we will not call or text to request your digital banking credentials or the authentication code needed to access your digital banking. If this information is ever requested of you, call us as soon as possible at this number and press option 6.
Hello, Dequarius?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I have Robin on the line. She is our customer and she'll be able to verify that street address.
May you verify the address, please?
There's two addresses, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
One is 14200 Lancelot Lane, 62951. The other address is 16442 Old Frankfort Road, 62951.
Okay, I do see that account, ma'am. So on November the 8th, you have ordered the tactical bag. I'm correct?
On what date?
November the 9th, the 8th, ma'am. Or November the 8th.
No, I don't see it.
It's like a satchel, the tactical backpack.
That what?
It's like a satchel. It's like a backpack, ma'am.
Okay, and you said it was on November 8th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no. I have nothing on mine for November 8th.
You don't remember ordering this product, ma'am?
Pardon me?
You don't remember ordering this product?
No.
Okay, ma'am. This product comes with a membership. If you do not cancel the membership within 48 hours, you'll be billed monthly until you cancel. But you stated on the recorded line that you did not order this product, ma'am. So I will not be transferring to the fraud department, ma'am. Please hold while I transfer you.
Okay.
I'm still here, by the way.
Okay. Glad somebody is.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
And I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
If I transfer you, can you add her to the call again, ma'am? Because I don't think it will transfer you both, ma'am.
Yeah. Is there any way we can just get this canceled and a refund issued without being transferred? Because that's what she's wanting to do. Because I'm with her bank's fraud department, and we're disputing this. And we're just wondering if we can get this canceled and refunded.
There were 1, 2, 3 charges. If I refund you, I can only refund the most recent charge, ma'am. That's why I hadn't wanted to have the fraud department handle the situation.
Okay. And this is the one under extraordinary electronics, correct?
The December the 5th charge? For $39.99.
Yeah, because we spoke to someone earlier about a Majestic appliance, also mentioned
a
tactical.
11 a.m.
Yeah, so that's already been taken care of.
Canceled, yes, ma'am.
And,
but they did not issue you a refund.
Okay. Yeah, they were able to verify, because you remember we spoke to that lady, Robin? She was able to verify that you got that information to your email address, that voucher.
Yeah, and I haven't been able to get to my email.
Okay. I think that's why they didn't issue the refund for that, because you stated that you did sign up for it and that you were supposed to get that voucher. But I did not know that the extraordinary electronic was, she didn't mention that was also the same instance. She said it was the schfve.com was, but I didn't know that the extraordinary electronic was also part of that as well.
Okay. One moment. You stated that you did purchase this product, ma'am? You did purchase the tactical bag?
No.
So what did you purchase, ma'am?
All right, hang on here. $39.99, right?
Yes, that was the most recent charge.
On 12/6, right?
On 12/5.
Oh, on the 5th, no. Now, on the 6th, wait a minute. Okay, my mistake. Extraordinary electronic.
Yeah, apparently that is tied in with the one we spoke with this morning, the Majestic new appliance, the one where you were supposed to get that $200 voucher to your email.
Right.
So this one is tied in with that one is what he's saying.
Okay.
So what we need to do is I'm going to go ahead and request that, you know, this be canceled. And I can give you the number directly that I use to call him. And you can call them to discuss a possible refund or something like that. But this one is tied in with the one from this morning.
The previous agent you've talked to already canceled the account.
Okay, so this is...
They just didn't
so
issue a refund.
Okay. Let me get that noted real quick. Okay.
They've canceled your account at 11 o'clock a.m.
All right. Now, can I also ask just to make sure, because when she said that there was the $39.99 charge, I thought she was talking about, because I have another merchant listed, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, H as in Hotel, F as in Frank, V as in Victor, E as in Echo. Is that also with your service as well? Or is
I only see
different?
The charges, ma'am. I do not see like the okay. merchant.
How many $39.99 charges do you see altogether?
Okay, there was one on December the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
There was one on December the 5th.
December 5th.
On November the 22nd. One.
Okay.
We can talk. Excuse
okay,
me.
So three. Because I'm seeing, like, I'm seeing December the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm seeing, is there one on December the 8th?
I do not. There was one on December the 5th. I do not see December the 8th.
Okay.
November the 8th. November the 8th, that was the shipping express charge for the fast shipping. That was $4.99.
What about November 14th? Or it could be November 13th.
November 14th. Yes, I do see that.
Okay, so you see one on November the 14th.
Which was declined.
Okay, so this is a different one. Okay, so I have another merchant to contact. All right, so I'm going to go ahead. So since we've got this one taken care of, because it was taken care of this morning by the previous lady.
Okay.
It's just when she said 30, I thought it was also including that one. All right, but I'll get
I'm
that
going to save you the trouble, ma'am. I believe the numbers you're calling all like have the same merchants. Like, I see when she's called you, the previous agent, I see when she called you.
S-C-H-F-V-E.
She called you yesterday at 10:37 a.m.
I didn't talk to anybody. I went into the bank yesterday and talked to the bank manager, but I didn't talk to anybody from the main branch or fraud or anything like that.
It says that it shows down my call history, customer service, Wednesday, December 28th, 10:37 a.m. And it also says you've talked to someone today, which they canceled your account. They've canceled on 11 a.m.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay. So what are. Okay. Because I have the Majestic New Appliance for $7.95, the Extraordinary Electronics for $39.99, and then the two $39.99s for the SCHFVE. So those are all under your merchant.
I can't say, ma'am. I can only see the charges.
Okay, but you have three $39.99 charges.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then one $7.95 charge.
You said one $7.90. Yes, ma'am, on November the 8th.
For the shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to add these three together. All right. And what
yes.
I can do.
Recent charge, December 27th. $39.99 declined. December 5th, $39.99 approved. This November the 22nd, $39.99 declined. And on November 8th, the shipping and handling, the fast shipping and handling express, $4.99 approved. November the 8th, that's when she ordered the tactical bag.
Right, the $7.95.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. So what I can do at this point, I've already got this information added here. Robin, I'm going to continue calling the merchants. And then at the once I've contacted all the merchants, I will be sending a letter to let you know the outcome of all of the calls and any contact information that you may need for them.
Okay.
Okay. But right. I still have a few merchants to call.
Okay. Okay. So there's a voucher, right?
Yes.
You said that there, in my email.
Yes,
how do I retrieve that, or how does it go back into my account? I can't go back into my account because it's closed, right?
Well, I mean, the voucher is something that they sent to your email to use at, I guess, a
at
specific
a
store.
Factory. Yes, ma'am.
And
you'll be
so it has no monetary value outside of that store. It's not something
okay.
that would be able to put back into your account because it is something that they had given you for signing up for that tactical bag.
Okay.
It's multiple stores. You'll be sent an email for a list of stores you can use that voucher for.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to think here. Something else. Yeah, because I don't want to, you know, move banks. I want to stay with Banterra, you know?
Mm-hmm.
they're my buddies. They're right here in town, and I just, you know, I cried knowing how much money was gone.
And like I said, I'm still contacting merchants to look into the dispute. I think I have one or two more to call.
Okay. And you will call me?
If they won't work with me and I need to have your address verified again, then I would conference you back in like we did with this gentleman today.
Okay.
Some of them will work with me by verifying like the card number and things like that. But again, this is something that, you know, like this gentleman, he was able to verify your address and your email. This is something that you signed up for.
Okay. I keep telling my mom, do not sign up for any free trials.
Well,
then you forget about them.
Yeah, what I can do is he was talking about a fraud department on his end.
Yes.
I can give you the number that I used to reach this gentleman, and then once we're off the phone, because like he said, when he goes to transfer, it would disconnect you. So I can give you the number that I called him directly at. You could call them back and speak to their fraud department if you believe this is something that your mother signed you up for, because like I said, it has your email on here, but you can speak to them about any possible refunds.
Okay. It would be best if you do it, ma'am, so you can add the customer to the call.
Okay, you want me to call back
so you can add the customer to the call, because this is her bank, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm with her bank, yes.
Yes.
So she's not able to contact and request a refund without us being on the line?
Yes, ma'am, but she stated that she didn't purchase this product, and you're the one who can dispute the product, ma'am. Dispute the order.
Well, Robin, if you want to go ahead and hop off the line, I'll let him transfer me and I'll get you called. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. If you just drop off, then I'll stay on the line.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
One moment while I transfer you.
All right. Wired.
You are not being transferred, Mel.
Okay.